35. Sales Call. Howard, September 2192, Vulcan. Bridget and I watched as Butterworth took a careful sip. He held the glass away from his face and looked at it. Damn, he had one of the best poker faces I'd ever seen, and possibly a cast-iron throat. He might as well have been drinking water for all the reaction he showed.
Well?
Bridget leaned forward. I took a second to grin at her impatience. For me, this was an interesting project and a chance to do a favor for the colonel. For Bridget, this was an actual potential source of extra income. We Bobs might not have a use for capitalism, but in the human realm, money still made the world go around. Butterworth glanced at Bridget and then looked at me in the video screen.
It's actually not bad. It's definitely Irish whiskey. And since the Jameson has run out, I've been feeling the lack.
So this would be a saleable item?
Bridget hovered like a dog waiting for a treat.
Absolutely. You know we've already got several beer manufacturers and a couple of small wineries going. This is the first hard liquor, though, that doesn't qualify as a public hazard.
Bridget turned toward my image on the table and grinned. Looked like we were in business. Butterworth waved the empty glass.
If I wasn't in a position where it would create a perceived conflict, I'd suggest partnering up. However, I guess I will have to settle for being a customer.
Bridget took the hint and refilled his glass, then hers. I popped up a cognac and raised it in a toast. Bridget started to laugh with her mouth full, then had to grab a napkin. We were having dinner at The Shaded Green, one of the better restaurants in Landing. Okay, one of the only restaurants in Landing. And by we, I mean her. I was looking out through her tablet, which was propped up on the other end of the table. I'd set up a matching virtual meal of my own. Not bad, actually. Turned out I could cook.
So Cranston out and out forbade you to sell liquor into faith territory?
She rolled her eyes and put down the napkin. Yep. It seems the ultra-religious don't approve of strong drink. Who knew?
So we have to write off that entire market?
I gave her a disbelieving look. Of course not. We just have to find a local distributor. Prohibition has never worked. Anywhere. I grinned. And strangely, there's always demand.
How's the potato crop coming along?
Bridget took a bite of her Bronto steak and leaned forward on her elbows. Well, I've been growing potatoes for more than a year now. I waved a hand dismissively. This crop is only different in that it's not part of the commons. And it's going fine. We'll have vodka for sale within 6 months.
I've always wanted to be a bad influence. Bridget laughed. Now I'm a liquor baron. Baroness.
I raised my glass to her. In honor of the occasion, I was drinking virtual whiskey instead of cognac.
Here's to us, kid.
Bridget raised her own glass and drank. She put it down and said,
So you never answered my question.
Which?
Is this a business dinner or a date?
Yes. She smiled back at me. Damn, that was some smile.